The following program is brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors, and the views expressed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
Broadcasting from Northern California for two decades, it's Hanson McLean's Money Matters.
Welcome to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. I'm Scott Hanson.
Pat McLean.
Glad you are here with us on this Saturday following Thanksgiving. Myself and my co-host, we're both financial advisors. We spend our weekdays meeting with people like yourself, helping them plan their financial futures, and we come here on the weekends to be your financial advisors on the air. Yeah, for over 20 years now, we've been broadcasting out of Northern California, and we enjoy talking about what's happening in the world of finance, not really so much on the daily noise, whatever report comes out on any particular day, but more of what are some kind of broad trends that could be happening, and what are some things that that we can share with you to help you make wise choices with your money, so that you've got less stress in your life, so that you've got more financial security and more freedom, so that work can become an option and not an obligation to you.
Or if you could just get up enough money to fix the heating and air conditioning, because the heating and air.
This show's about me. We're 80 seconds in.
It's 79.
And it's about Pat.
It's almost 80 degrees in here.
Why is it always about Pat? Anyway, we got a great program lined up.
We're going to fix this heating and air conditioning. So if we sound a little bit off, it's because we're broadcasting from a sauna.
Pat's in his robe. Oh, it reminds me of my Turkish spa experience. That's not a story I'm even going to go in. Turkish bath. Turkish bath.
In Turkey.
Bathhouse. In Turkey. I still feel violated to this day.
All right. Well,
we're not getting into that one. How did I get into that already?
Because I already said it was.
But
like
if you go to Turkey, it's worth doing. Make sure you find one that's off the beaten path. You won't forget the experience.
Okay.
Turkish bath.
Anyway, this is a financial show. This is a financial show. We try to stick to the financial.
And
topics.
We've got a great program. And as in addition to taking your calls, which we'd love to take, we've got other great things today, such as there was a great story about a guy who. He had a small account at E-Trade and did sold short a company, and he woke up in the morning and he owed E-Trade $106,000, and so we'll talk a bit about.
He set up a GoFundMe page, didn't he?
He did.
I actually, Scott, we'll talk a little bit about it, but I had a hard time believing it.
What do you mean you had a? Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay,
so we're going to talk about that and why Pat doesn't believe what's printed in the news, apparently. We got actually a bunch of good things here for
and
you.
And your calls.
Yeah, and if you'd like to join the program, if you'd like to be part of the program, you got a question for us related to anything in your financial world, perhaps it's your retirement, trying to figure out, do you got enough money saved? What age can you finally quit working? Do you need to worry about going back to work? How do you generate more income in retirement? Maybe someone's pitching you some sort of investment product. Sounds really good. Guaranteed income, doesn't fluctuate in price, whatever they're pitching you. Anyway, we want a second opinion on it. Whatever the case may be, if you'd like to join the program, our contact number to be part of Hanson McLean's Money Matters is simply 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. 1-888-2-HANSON. And we'd love to take your call here on this radio program regarding your financial matters.
And actually, I was reading some studies, and one of the big questions, and I found it quite curious, which is one of the big questions that people were asking is, do I pay off my mortgage quicker or do I fund my 401k or Roth IRA or IRA? It struck me as curious.
You got this question where?
And I was reading about the things that consumers are interested in questions they're interested in.
I wrote about that recently in my Kiplinger's
article. I should read your
article. You can find them all at our website, moneymatters.com. I write for Kiplinger's twice a month. We publish them on moneymatters.com, or you can go to Kiplinger's wealth site or something like
that. Just go to moneymatters.com because that's our website. Scott, so you wrote an article that had to do with this?
Yes, because it's one of the most common questions I receive.
Is it really?
Yes.
I've got to start reading your article.
What's that say about it?
That what? Oh.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing.
What's it say about the question?
You. What? Our business, my life. What is the meaning of my life?
Okay.
Here's the interesting thing is every situation is so unique, right? I mean, here, we've been doing this for, 25 years.
Yes, we've been on the radio for over 20. Yeah.
And we've done a lot of work with a couple particular companies in Northern California, like literally, I don't know, 1,000 or so retirees from one particular company. We've talked with people that have, they started work the same month, 30 years ago or whatever.
Yes.
Started work the same month.
Same jobs.
Same jobs. Same career paths even, right?
Same family income. Sometimes the same number of kids.
And look so different financially. Completely different financially. Not only that, what one person we might say, hey, you'd be better off paying down that mortgage and slowing down what you're contributing to your 401k. And the person in the cubicle or office next to him, we might say, well, for you, keep that mortgage where it is and start saving a little more for your 401k. That's the fact is, every situation is unique on that.
It is. So if you have a unique situation and all, as we just stated, almost all financial situations are unique, give us a call, 888-2-HANSEN.
Yeah, except for, hey, Scott, what do you think I should invest in right now? I love that question.
I get that a lot.
What do you think? So I was talking to a client just the other day. She's, Scott, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen when the Feds? Here's what the question was. What do you think is going to happen when the Feds raise interest rates? And I said, if I knew the answer to that, we wouldn't have a diversified portfolio. You'd have one position. We'd just simply keep moving that one position to wherever the place. I said, obviously, I don't know what's going to happen when the Feds raise interest rates. Flip on the TV, watch CNBC or Fox Business or something for half an hour. You realize nobody has a clue what's going to happen with interest rates.
Actually, that is why the Fed is stalling so much to raise these interest rates, is because they're not quite sure what's going to happen.
No, they've never been in this position.
Yeah, they've never been in, and they're very cautious because they don't know how the economy or the markets are going to respond to a rise in interest rates.
One thing we know is this. Rates will go up at some point in time.
We know that. Whether it's...
Who knows? And the Feds...
Next month? We could see
the Feds raise rates a bit and then go back down the other direction.
Yes.
And you could see them raise short-term rates and long-term rates continue to remain low or even fall.
Yeah.
Lots of things can happen. I mean, we're kind of in uncharted territory as far as where rates are going. Anyway, did you have, this Thanksgiving week?
Yes.
And so, obviously, we both had an opportunity to shop on Black Friday. Good times. And Monday is Cyber Monday. Black Monday, I guess they call it, or whatever that is. And today, what is the date?
It's the 28th.
Isn't today your birthday?
It is.
Mr. McLean's birthday.
Thank you for the nice...
looking at my calendar.
Thank you for the nice card and gift.
I got you the same... I get Pat the same thing every year.
And
for the 22 years we've been working together as business partners, the same thing. Never differs. The same thing every birthday.
Which actually is perfect because I don't need anything.
Yeah, because you get nothing from me.
Well, that's nice. I don't need anything. But anyway... thank you for the happy birthday. I think that was you saying happy birthday to me.
I said happy birthday. Did I not?
I think it was. It was always followed with a but.
My dad would always sing the abbreviated version of the birthday song. It's a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Pat. Happy birthday to you. It's to save time, he said, to be more efficient.
Oh, your dad's all about saving the time.
Yeah, so with all of his activities.
So
his
he
life.
Can go sit at the beach or run 20 miles.
That's pretty much what he does. He lives in Southern California. Whenever I talk to him, I think he goes to the beach most mornings. He has to get off the beach at a certain time because he takes his dog down there. And he knows right when the lifeguards show up. And so he takes his dog down, and then whatever that time is, he knows. And so they can sneak off the beach before the dog catcher.
Your dad is a scofflaw.
Why am I talking about my father? I love my father dearly.
He's a nice
man. He's been my father my entire life.
That's nice. And Thanksgiving, good?
Oh, obviously outstanding.
It's always pretty much the same.
But you'll never catch me shopping on any day near Thanksgiving. Mm-mm. Matter of fact, I don't even go out to the stores Christmas shopping anymore. I do. I tell my wife we'll have a date night, one night during the Christmas season to go Christmas shopping, and we do it online. And then the great thing about Amazon, particularly Amazon Prime, it's the shipping's all it's all free pretty much, and it keeps track of the address books from the previous year. Click, 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 and it's all taken care of.
That's a date night.
That's me thinking of others typically. Just being a giver, putting my...
Do you think givers have to tell people they're givers? Do you think Mother Teresa ever said to anyone, I'm holy?
You know, I just like serving others. I'm just, I'm a saint. That's all.
Do you think the Pope ever says, trust me?
No, I don't think the Pope ever said, trust me. Particularly this Pope was kind of interesting because he likes to rattle the cages of everybody.
Oh, a little bit.
Anyway, we're not going to talk about the Pope.
We're going to take your financial questions after this break. 888-2-HANSEN if you want to join the show. Or you can go to moneymatters.com, moneymatters.com, and you could submit a question to us there as well.
That's right. And when we come back, I do want to talk about what might happen if you sell a stock short if things don't go wrong. Because we all know what can happen if you own a stock and things don't work out. But things can be much, much worse if you sell a stock short. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, take your calls. Stick around for more Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Got a question? Visit moneymatters.com or call 1-888-2-HANSEN. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Planning, saving, and transitioning into retirement isn't as easy as it used to be. Interest rates are low, the financial markets are volatile, and pensions aren't what they used to be. Have you saved enough? Will your investments last you until your dying day? Are you on the right track? If you are asking yourself any of these questions, you could really benefit from meeting with the Hanson McClain Financial Advisor. At Hanson McClain Advisors, they use a unique 7 personal decision points process that can help you evaluate what steps you should be considering to keep you on a path to your ideal retirement. A meeting with one of their financial advisors will look at topics such as how much income your investments could produce, how to maximize Social Security benefits, methods to reduce income taxes, and more. So come into one of their Northern California offices to meet with one of their credentialed advisors and see how Hanson McClain Advisors may help get you to the place you want to be financially, the place you need to be financially. Contact Hanson McClain today at 1-888-2-HANSEN or visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Can't always catch Money Matters on the radio each week? Get a podcast of the show delivered to your device every week. Visit moneymatters.com. Now back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McClain.
Glad you're here with us on this fantastic weekend day. Feels like fall finally. Talking about finances.
Two days away from Cyber Monday. And after we take some calls, I'm going to talk about an ebook that we have on our website that our IT slash RT, director of IT, who used to be a particle physicist, I guess he still might be.
I'm not quite sure what that is, but he's...
He worked at Lawrence Livermore. He worked at Lawrence Livermore.
He's like a nuclear scientist kind of guy.
I don't know what a particle is. I was a business major at a state school. How would I know?
State school. Anyway, why don't we start taking some calls here? Let's talk to Robert in Orange County. Robert, you're with Hanson McClain.
Hi, good afternoon. Hey, I have a question to ask you. What do you know about index universal life insurance? The good about it and the bad about it.
Well, let's first, the first thing.
You've encountered somebody who has called themselves a financial advisor, and this is what they're recommending to you. Is that what's going on?
Correct.
Okay.
So the first thing you have to determine is actually if you need life insurance, right? Okay. Oftentimes these are sold as investments. They sell the same way they sell universal life or variable universal life or whole life or indexed life insurance, and they try to sell them as investments.
Investments with free life insurance.
Yes. So the first thing you need to do is determine whether you actually need life insurance or not. And the second thing is if you do need it, what type do you need? Do you need a term policy? Do you need a 10-year level term, 15, 20? Do you need a declining term, universal life, whole life, variable universal life, or an indexed life insurance policy? So tell me about yourself. Do you have children at home?
No, I work for the government, been there 35 years. I've been investing for over 30 years and done very well for myself. Matter of fact, you guys have helped me out quite a bit. I do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
No, I've done very well financially. I don't need it.
Okay.
But somebody talked to me about it, and it's like, I don't really need it.
So here's how they pitched it, right? So they said, here's the great thing about this, Robert, on a equity indexed universal life insurance policy. The name itself is long, isn't it? You put money in, it's going to grow tax deferred And then at retirement time, you can take the money out without ever paying any income taxes because you can take a loan on yourself. If the stock market goes up, you participate in the gains. But if it goes down, you don't lose a dime.
Is that how it was presented to you?
Correct.
Okay. Those are all kind of true. So life insurance does have some special tax features, which essentially money that you put in life insurance does grow tax deferred. Any excess money that you've deposited will grow tax deferred. When you withdraw life insurance dollars from a life insurance contract, the first money you pull out are your contributions. So you get your deposits back first. Secondary is you take the earnings out. Well, with a life insurance, rather than pulling your earnings out and paying taxes on them, you can take a loan against your policy. And as long as that your life insurance policy is in force, active, on the date you die, the loan's forgiven. You never pay the taxes on it. And whatever's left of the death benefit gets paid out. So that part, yes, it's true.
It's expensive.
Very expensive. Now, can you participate in a Roth IRA?
Oh, I do right now. I max it out every year.
Okay,
so
you're maximizing your 401k, your thrift savings plan, and you're maxing out your Roth IRA. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for other things to do.
So you don't, if you don't, first of all, if you don't have a need for life insurance, and remember, life insurance is to replace income that you otherwise would not be able to replace either through the money that you've saved or to support children. You don't have a need for life insurance, correct?
Correct.
Then this is a terrible investment. I do not like index.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there a waiting period till you pull the money out, and what are the fees on it involved in that?
Okay.
I've never heard anything about fees yet. No, and they didn't really.
Oh no, there's no fees. It's all free.
So what happens is
just a gift for you. The insurance company.
There's
a kindness of their heart.
There's a number of fees associated with it. There's life insurance. There's a cost of insurance. Wait 1 second. Scott, I'll answer the question. There's a cost of insurance inside of it. There's normally an administration fee. And that sometimes there's a management fee in addition to that. So all these fees and the cost of insurance is really the fee that is the most expensive. If you purchased it and you died the very next day, it was a good investment. If you lived to a normal life expectancy, it was a very poor investment. I have never seen it work where someone actually took out their principal, their deposits first, and then took loans against it and kept it alive till the date they died. I have never seen it work.
Actually, what I've seen, we talked about how you can avoid the taxes. What we've seen other times is people who have these life insurance policies for years and years. They've taken money out. Now these loans, there's not enough money in the policies to pay the loan payments. They collapse on themselves, and they have what's known as phantom income.
And a huge tax liability on income that was drawn out years and years before. They typically have a 10, 15, 20-year surrender charge on it that typically will start at 100% of your first deposit.
Okay.
These people were probably talking about putting in a lump sum. Robert, the best thing for you to do in a tax, if you're looking for tax efficiency, is get yourself a either low-cost ETF, an exchange-traded fund, on an indexed or even an index mutual fund. And you actually, because you have so many other holdings, you can actually build a really well-diversified portfolio by using nothing but an S&P 500 or a total market fund outside of your thrift savings plan and your Roth IRAs, and then building the rest of the portfolio around it.
Could not agree more.
So you would have your bonds and your thrift savings plan if you wanted to get and to a 60-40 portfolio.
So let's, you know, they said how you can avoid taxes. You can avoid taxes on an S&P 500 fund. So let's say, for example, Robert, let's say over the years, you contributed $50,000 to a no-load S&P 500 fund. And let's assume that fund is now worth $100,000. Okay, you've contributed $50,000 over the years. It's now worth $100,000. So how can you avoid the taxes? You can, if you chose to, you can set up a margin loan on that.
You can borrow against that as principal without liquidating it. And if you
I'm not recommending it, but comparing apples to apples, the insurance to that. So let's say that at this point, you're now down the road, you want some money, you take a loan against that no load fund. You've got a loan in place. The day you die, your heirs receive the fund with a cost basis stepped up to the fair market value. So all that capital gain's been forgiven. The loan could then be paid back. So it essentially would work the same as a life insurance without the expense of a life insurance.
So whoever offered this index life insurance policy was interested in a product, not in you. And there's a big difference. Our industry is filled with people that pretend to be financial advisors that come in with a product in mind. And you never, ever start a conversation about financial advice with a product. You always start with a diagnosis, and then you move to products. Products are just tools to solve problems. Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the listeners, if anyone approaches you with a product, they're not financial advisors. They're salespeople interested in selling their product.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So anyway, you're doing a great job. If if you have money outside that you're looking to invest, just buy yourself a good S&P 500. Yeah,
probably a no-load fund because it's easy to make contributions. The ETF, you have to make a trade every time and a monthly deposit.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for listening
to our show.
Of course.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
He's obviously in a great position for retirement. You've got a government pension that will be coming, and he's done well and saved for himself and looking for more places to save. Not everyone's quite in that position. I was interviewed earlier in the week for a book. Someone's writing a book, and they were interviewing me for one of the chapters on what I don't know what it was on. Anyway, it was really exciting. Whoa.
Okay. So what did you say?
But
is this going to ruin the book?
The book's going to be awful anyway. I have a feeling.
No. Okay. Anyway. All right.
But when I first started, and you as well, Pat, when I first started in this industry, I worked for a financial planning firm that was owned by a life insurance company. Okay. Now, when I interviewed with them, I was just coming out of college. Interview with them. They talked about all the financial planning stuff they do and how they're financially planning focused, et cetera, et cetera. I did see the name life insurance company behind the parent company, but I thought, well, that's a parent company. It's probably not going to have that much influence. Boy, was I wrong. Because everything was insurance focused and they had these financial plans, but it was amazing. The solution to whatever the financial problem was life insurance. If it was retirement savings, it was a life insurance product, just like what Robert had talked about. If it was insurance, obviously it was an insurance time, but if it was saving for your kids' college, it was a life insurance project. If it was the emergency reserve fund, a life insurance product. It was, regardless of what the problem was, life insurance was the answer. And
you didn't last long.
No,
now.
I didn't last there long.
Nor did I.
No, because it was...
It wasn't financial planning as much as it was product sales. And remember this. My grandfather always used to say, is all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So if you go to a financial advisor that starts with a hammer, which is a product, the solution to everything is
You're
going to
get whacked on the head.
Yeah, the solution to everything is the product.
I was on a website this week as well, though. It was actually a great one of the. It was an insurance company, I think it was an insurance company. Yeah, they had a great website that they've designed separate from their own website. Has its own name, so that you can't tell it's really part of the financial institution. All about retirement issues, all kind of the big issues that we're facing as the baby boomers are marching towards retirement, and all the kind of interpersonal issues and all this stuff. And so I'm reading this, thinking, well, this is kind of interesting. They've done a good job. I mean, I start clicking through, and their solutions were product solutions.
Oh.
Their products, this income fund and that income fund and this income fund. And I thought, isn't this? Yeah, I thought, they're getting it kind of right, but it's picking the right income fund for retirement is not your solution.
No. And I don't know how much the baby boomers are actually marching towards retirement. I think it's more like they're being pulled into retirement kicking and screaming.
Some of them. Conversation I had this week with a woman, 62. She turned 62 in December, yeah. 62, widower, recently widowed. Recently widowed. And she had, we talked about her retirement. She was kind of a consultant type job where she had a handful of clients, made a good income, but was pretty busy. I said, are you able to take the weekends off from your email and stuff? Oh, no. So we talked about what a retirement. She just says she doesn't want to really retire.
She just needs to slow down.
She can't really sell her business. We kind of talked through some options of how that might work, bringing on an associate for a while and trying to transition. But as we talked, she had one main client that was about 70% of her business and a handful of clients that was about 30%. And so as we talked, I said, well, what if at one point in time that large account, you either just quit doing business with them or you sold that account to some other consultant, tried to get something from them. And just lived on that 30%. Well, I said, what would your life be like then? Well, that'd be easy. I said, would you be able to take off like a week at a time? I think I could. So as we talk through this, now she's got seven figures saved with us and saving some money and stuff, so she's planning the right kind of plan. But as we talk through this, it was really about let's figure out a strategy so that...
You can gracefully slide into retirement.
Yes. She says that she probably never wants to retire, but she doesn't want to be working 60 hours a week forever. and figure out some way. And that was it was interesting, the kind of planning that we were doing with her. It wasn't just about the portfolio. We actually spent very little time talking about her portfolio and much of the time trying to figure out how do we, what's this transition going to look like and what's the best way to go about this and how do we do it from a financial standpoint? And then when do we look at taking the Social Security? Do we look at take a spousal benefit at age 66 because you can still qualify for that and then take your own and we pay off the house now? Or do we save for the SIP?
That's like financial planning. You didn't start talking about an index life insurance policy?
Oh, no, I sold her a big equity index annuity and a non-traded REIT.
He's joking. He is
we
joking.
Don't sell,
we don't we sell don't like them. In fact, after the break, I'm going to talk about these master limited partnerships and tax liabilities inside of IRAs, which has just been devastating to some.
And that is just good radio. We'll be right back. This is Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Are you questioning if the advice you receive from your stockbroker or financial advisor is best for you? If so, run it by Scott Hanson and Pat McClain of Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Simply visit their website at moneymatters.com or call 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Hi, everyone. This is John Coyne, producer of Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Thanks for being one of our loyal podcast listeners. Did you know that you can still be on the show and have your financial questions answered? Simply go to moneymatters.com, click on the big orange button that says Ask Scott and Pat a Question. I'll personally contact you and schedule a time to have you on one of our upcoming shows. We can't wait to help you.
Hanson McClain Advisors is dedicated to helping people make wise choices with their money. From the time Scott and Pat started the firm until today, they've been committed to see to it that people arrange their finances in such a manner as to provide some element of financial peace in their lives. All the financial professionals at Hanson McClain Advisors are credentialed and well-versed in areas that range from investments and risk management to taxes and debt reduction. The approach taken by Hanson McClain Advisors is one of financial planning, meaning the advisors take the time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid so you never have to guess what's going on under that hood. There are no commissions when products are changed or when rebalances take place, and there's a high level of communication keeping you informed and up to date. With offices and meeting locations throughout Northern California, come and see how Hanson McClain Advisors can be a benefit to you. Contact them at 1-888-2-HANSON or at moneymatters.com.
Get a podcast of Hanson McClain's Money Matters delivered each week to your computer or mobile device. Simply visit moneymatters.com. And now, back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
Welcome back to Hanson McClain's Money Matters. Scott Hanson
Pat
here.
McClain. Glad Pat you're with McClain. Us. I don't mind. My voice was breaking. They sound like my teenage sons.
Your teenage sons. You don't have any seniors in high school right now.
I'm a junior and a freshman.
Oh, you don't have any in junior high anymore?
No.
4 more years, mm-hmm. And then total freedom.
Yeah, in fact.
And bliss, nothing but marital bliss. No kids around the house.
Oh, nothing but quality
time. They like a couple newlyweds.
Oh, nothing but quality time together.
Nothing but quality time. You'll have some very intellectual conversations, 30, meaningful.
30 years in January, though.
Of marriage.
Yeah, 30 years.
Look at you.
Well,
actually, how old are you? It's your birthday today. How old are you today?
53. I shouldn't count my eggs before they're hatched, though.
It is another month.
It is another month.
She does say you take me for granted too much. Here it is again. Taking it for granted.
Yeah,
so obviously.
Just assuming that we're going to make it.
All right. We better take some calls. 888-2-HANSON if you'd like to join the program. That's, again, the number is 1-888-2-HANSON. S-O-N, 1-888-2-HANSON.
Before we forget.
Well, I forget. I got notes everywhere. Look at them all. There's a note.
So
note.
I want to talk about.
Note.
I want to talk note. About. May I?
Yeah.
Thank you. I would like to talk about an ebook that we have on our website because Monday is Cyber Monday. And we have an ebook on our website called A Particle Physicist's Guide to Selecting Easy to Remember Passwords.
And if you go on our website, it'll pop up front and center for you. So it's not have to, because we have several ebooks, webinars.
This is one of our most popular. It was our IT, our head of information technologies, as I mentioned earlier, is a particle physicist. He works at our firm. I asked him why he works for us. Is that a bad thing for an employer to say? And he said he enjoys it. And this is like his
favorite. Why do you work here?
That's what I said. I mean, obviously the guy is, he's brilliant. And he said, well, because I have a lot of fun here. I like working here. So anyway, I said, why don't you start contributing to some of the articles? And he said, I have an article about easy to remember passwords. Easy to remember that. He said, they're so hard to hack. People can remember.
And I changed some passwords after he wrote that article for us.
So it's called The Particle, A Particle Physicist's Guide to Selecting Easy to Remember Passwords. And you can get it at moneymatters.com, moneymatters.com.
Yeah, and it was in one of our weekly emails that sent out was the original article. And then we built a little ebook on. It's not like a ebook, like a 300-page book. It's one of those digital
ones. We just call them ebooks because books make us sound smart. They're really e-pamphlets.
And we're going to take this call with Marcia here in a second, but I was reminded years ago, you talk about why do you work here? This is what, we are a pretty small organization. We have about 70 folks that make up Hanson McLean today, and this was back in the day, we maybe had 7 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And we had it was a woman who was a receptionist, essentially a receptionist. And
her name was Marcia. I'm not going to use her last name, but her name was Marcia, remember.
Okay. So I remember we had lunch one day. I think I went to a conference, and it was something about making sure your employees are engaged and all this stuff. So I thought, it'll be a good idea. I'm going to have lunch with everyone individually and make sure that their jobs are fulfilled and what I can do to help them with their careers. So we had lunch together, and I asked her these questions. Are you fulfilled in your job? This sort of thing. And it was a great lunch. 3 days later, she says, Scott, I want you to know I so much appreciated our time, and I really gave it a lot of consideration to the questions that you asked me. And the fact is, I'm not fulfilled in my job here at all, so I'm quitting and going to go do something else.
And she's now selling real estate in Truckee and very successful.
Well, last I'd heard something like that, yeah.
And she could have been a receptionist at Hanson McLean for all those many years. So after that, we didn't let Scott go to lunch with anyone.
No more talking to the boys. Just joking, because we obviously want all the people at our firm enjoyed what they're doing.
That's our hope.
And I think part of
that's
it,
what they tell
and you ask, why is a particle physicist working for our company? I think, as he says, look, we're really on a mission.
We're trying to help people.
Absolutely. And our approach to what we do, with our fiduciary approach, where we have not only a legal, but an ethical obligation to put our clients' interest ahead of our own, we're not driven by commissions, we're not driven by transactions, we're truly client-focused. Does that mean every year we have the highest return possible? Probably not. But we have decent returns. We have honest, open communication with people.
We have disclosure.
And the fact is, when someone comes in and plans on retiring and they can't afford to retire,
we say,
look, you can't afford to retire. You got to keep working.
And sometimes they take our advice, and other times they don't.
That's why we have people that are part of Hanson McLean. Anyway, we'll go to the call screen. Let's talk to Marcia. Marcia, you're with Hanson McLean.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Marcia.
My question to you is, I'm nearing that retirement age, what they call retire out of Social Security. And I was wondering if the law's going to be changed to the point where if I don't apply for my Social Security, will it affect me later on?
Well,
are you married?
No, I'm not married, but I am 65 years old.
Okay.
I haven't retired from my Social Security. I haven't applied for Social Security. I still work. I'm not doing what you call double dipping, doing the Social Security and getting my paycheck. And I was wondering if I don't apply at this time and wait till later to apply, laws could change.
I can't.
Some of my Social Security?
I cannot. There's no guarantee on anything in life, right? If I were a betting man, I would make a tremendous bet saying that there's no way Social Security is going to change the rules such that if Marcia chose not to apply at her normal retirement age, which is next year when you're 66, chose to wait a year or two, they're going to say, ha-ha, because you didn't apply when you could, we're not going to give you any reduced amount.
When do you turn 66?
January.
So why wouldn't she file and suspend at 66, Scott, in case she developed a health problem between now and the age of 70? If she turns 66,
yeah, which that rule is going to, that's going to end in May of next year.
In May. So, but the answer to your question is you don't want to start taking the income from Social Security because it will drive you, probably possibly drive you into another tax bracket. How much money do you make now, approximately?
Approximately a year, and I'm a single parent. My husband died. My salary alone, it could be 100 plus.
Okay, and you say your when did your husband pass away?
About 8 years ago.
And how old are your children?
They're all grown. Okay.
I am so glad you called. I am so glad you called.
Because you can.
My last one just graduated in June.
Oh, congratulations.
You can file and suspend your own benefits, but apply for
spousal.
Yes.
You absolutely want to apply for spousal benefits on your deceased
husband. As a widow, yes.
Okay. And then I can suspend mine?
Yes.
Yes.
Will it affect me? Will they continue to take out, or should I just suspend it and have them take nothing out?
Oh, no, they're going to take it
regardless.
Out.
Regardless.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're getting it or not. They're going to continue to take it out. But because
Social Security
because
payroll
taxes. You're a widow, in fact, if you weren't working, you could have applied at age 60, but you would have lost it because of your earned income. Yeah. But at age, your normal retirement age,
perfect
that
you.
Goes all away. There's no income qualifiers in terms of how much you earn, how much you're going to lose. When you're of normal retirement age, go to the Social Security office and apply for a spousal benefit.
Uh-huh.
It won't affect how much you will receive at age 70. And then ask them for a file and suspend on your own.
Oh, okay, then.
All right. So, Thank you so much for calling. Marcia, the thing about Social Security is...
And I do not worry, Marcia, do not worry at all about them. Look, here's... You're going to see reductions.
Wait, don't worry about what?
About them changing the rules and saying, because you didn't sign up at 66, you're not going to get as much at age 68.
There's nothing you can do about it.
It doesn't, the Social Security, the system will remain solvent by doing a couple small tweaks. If you move at the normal retirement age up a couple years for people that are 10 years or more away from Social Security, it'll be continued to self-fund. So, although it's in trouble the way it currently is and some changes are going to be made, it's not going to be based on people that are at retirement age today.
Yeah, but in your situation...
Although there could be some means testing for very wealthy retirees.
And we would expect that.
Whatever very wealthy means. That's
so
a subjective term.
For you, you want to go on the spousal benefit for your deceased husband and then...
And continue to let them take it out for mine.
Yeah, they're not going to... You can't stop that. So what you want to do is file and suspend on your own. And the reason you file and suspend on your own... is if you develop a health problem between now and the age of 70, you can take it out. Back then, if you wait, you can't. And you're allowed to file and suspend, Scott, aren't you, if you're getting a spousal benefit?
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no,
but
no,
you
no,
will.
No, but you will. You will. I am so glad you called. This is the sort of thing that is so difficult about Social Security, because Social Security Administration actually should be telling you this.
Yeah. And by the way, on our website, moneymatters.com, we have recently updated webinar on Social Security, the recent changes, what it means to you, and it goes through all the nuts and bolts in Social Security. So you can get that at our website as well. But Marcia, we appreciate the call, and don't worry about your Social Security benefits being there. And it's she's smart, she's working, wait till age 70. Many people today are going to want to continue to work and wait because they don't have enough money saved for retirement. Whether that was Marsh or not, who knows? But the fact is she's still working and making a good salary, so she's going to defer that.
And she said her last kid graduated.
Oh, good for her. Anyway, we're taking a quick break. I want you to stick around for more Hanson McLean's Money Matters. If you want to join the program, it's 888-2-HANSON. This is Hanson McLean.
To join the show, call us at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON. 1-888-242-6766.
Planning, saving, and transitioning into retirement isn't as easy as it used to be. Interest rates are low, the financial markets are volatile, and pensions aren't what they used to be. Have you saved enough? Will your investments last you until your dying day? Are you on the right track? If you are asking yourself any of these questions, you could really benefit from meeting with the Hanson McLean Financial Advisor. At Hanson McLean Advisors, they use a unique 7 personal decision points process that can help you evaluate what steps you should be considering to keep you on a path to your ideal retirement. A meeting with one of their financial advisors will look at topics such as how much income your investments could produce, how to maximize Social Security benefits, methods to reduce income taxes, and more. So come into one of their Northern California offices to meet with one of their credentialed advisors and see how Hanson McLean Advisors may help get you to the place you want to be financially. the place you need to be financially. Contact Hanson McLean today at 1-888-2-HANSON or visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
Would you like an opinion on a financial matter you're dealing with? Whether it's retirement readiness or investment allocation, tax planning or IRA rollovers, Scott Hanson and Pat McLean would like to help you by answering your call. To join Hanson McLean's Money Matters, simply visit their website at moneymatters.com or call now at 1-888-2-HANSON. That's 1-888-2-HANSON.
Welcome back to Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Scott Hanson.
Pat McLean.
Before we go back to the calls here, E-Trade, this is, and up, this has nothing to do good or bad against E-Trade, but this guy is named Joe. His name's Joe Campbell. I'll put it out there because he, if you feel sympathy for him, you can go to his GoFundMe account and give him some money because
he made some bad financial
and
decisions.
If you want to give him money on this, you can give me money too while you're at it. I'll set my own GoFundMe account if you're so inclined because I can't imagine why anyone would have any true sympathy for this guy. So when you buy a stock or an ETF that tracks gold or real estate or whatever, your losses are going to be only as much as your contributions. So if you bought some company, if you bought Enron back in the day,
and it went to zero,
you lost everything, but not more than that. Right? You just lost that. So you know what your losses are or could be.
Could be.
Instead of buying a stock, you can do what's called selling a stock short. And when you short a stock, when you sometimes hear somebody's either long, which means you own, or short, you're selling short.
Which means technically what happens is they borrow a share from someone in the brokerage account, they sell it, and then they promise to replace that share at some point in time.
Yes. So Joe Campbell, a week or two ago, he went into his account. He had $37,000 in his account, and he owned, he sold short a particular stock. Right, so he sold the stock short, thinking the stock was going to go down and he was going to make money as the stock went down. So when you're betting against the company, if you sell it short, you profit when the company goes down in value. And you see this about hedge funds doing this. We hear about, people manipulating the oil prices and all those sorts of things. Of course, you don't hear any Congress people talking about the manipulation of oil prices lately when it's in $40 a barrel. But so he went to bed at night, woke up in the morning, and he had a negative account balance at E-Trade of $106,000.
So what that meant was that that stock that he borrowed and sold that he now needs to replace went on a rally, a big rally.
Yeah,
He borrowed it. And so it'd be like me taking and borrowing my neighbor's lawnmower, like my neighbors used to do when we were growing up. And they borrowed our lawnmower and they had to replace it, and the new lawnmower went up by. That's a terrible analogy.
I don't know what you're going with a lawnmower. I was thinking of a lawnmower story myself, but I'm going to spare
anyway,
our listeners.
So he ends up paying owing how much?
$106,000.
So because
so E-Trade closed out the position.
Yes, because.
But what happens? Stocks don't always fall. It's not like you can sell something slowly over time. So what had happened? There was an offer. I don't know if it was an offer. Whatever. That stock shot up immediately. So he bet against it. Instead of it going down, it went up. When it went up in price, E-Trade had to liquidate it. They didn't know if Joe
had the money. They're not going to sit on it. So now Joe owes E-Trade $106,000. He's liquidating his 401k and his IRAs. And is so often the case, you set up a GoFundMe page so other people.
So often when you have investment losses.
It's so often the case for people with investment losses, yeah. You set up a GoFundMe page to find out if there's anyone out there.
Within 9 hours, he had 45 people contribute more than $1,500.
I don't believe it. I don't believe how. I believe that he sold.
So you believe, because you said earlier in the program you didn't believe the story. You believe the story, you didn't believe that.
That anyone would be silly enough, and I'm going to use that word silly because I'm a nice guy, silly enough to, but nice people don't have to tell people they're nice, stupid enough that they would fund this guy's GoFundMe page. All right. So,
well, I mean, look, that.
Who would fund
you've it? Got, by the way, you've signed many disclosures before a brokerage firm lets you sell short. You understand what you're doing.
Because they know, the brokerage firm knows that you could lose a lot of money and they're on the hook. And they will get the money from him. And
eventually.
It's unlikely.
Unless he files bankruptcy.
It's unlikely that the GoFundMe page will actually support the whole $106,000.
And it's unlikely E-Trade will allow him to do another short sale in his account. My guess.
So before we go on to the last calls, I wanted to just point out these master limited partnerships.
Let's talk about that after we talk to Ruby here.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk because Ruby's been holding. I want to talk to Ruby. So Ruby, you're with Hanson McLean.
Hi.
Hi, Ruby.
My dilemma is I'm 80 years old, and I have really struggled trying to keep my IRAs in shape.
Okay.
But I constantly pull them out. I get scared and pull them out.
You mean pull them out of the markets?
Yeah.
Okay.
I recently invested with a gentleman at one of the credit unions. And he put me in mutual funds and stocks, a whole conglomerate of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I plucked along pretty good, going up and down, a little more up than down. And then when this very recent stock market scare, I said, I got to get out. And he said, no, you can't get out now. It's not a good time. And I said, yes, I got to get out. So... even though I felt I was doing wrong, I did get out. And he tried to get me into, what do they call
it? An annuity.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I knew what he was trying to get
Let
you
Let me
in.
Get you into an annuity. And I said, no.
Okay. So, Ruby, how much money is in this IRA?
All right. It's what I had with him was $160,000.
And are you taking any more than the required minimum distributions?
No.
Okay.
And do you have other money in the bank?
Yes.
Okay. And do you need the required minimum distributions to live on?
Not really.
Okay. Ruby, I couldn't think of a better place for your money than in a bank account.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious. If you came into my office and tried to open an account and begged us to open an account for you.
After what you just told us.
After what you just told us, we would not do it.
I would think that would be malpractice if we did.
And let me tell you why. You are putting yourself through so much aggravation and worry
for nothing.
It's money. You're 80 years old. You've done it. You've got enough. You're living comfortably, are you not?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the point?
Oh, my God, that's the last thing I expected you to say.
But what's the point? What is the point? So the idea behind money, right, it's how you stored labor in your working years or you inherited it. But anyway, it is capital. And the best allocation of capital for an individual is the place that they're going to leave it invested. And if you
not only that, it's really designed to accomplish your wants and your goals.
Not the advisor's wants or goals.
Uh-huh.
If you told us, Ruby, that your objective is to die with as much money as possible, regardless of what terminal you went through, then we'd say, yes, you were foolish to take the money out when the stock market was down. Let's buy a bunch of stocks and hope for the best.
Yeah.
But that's not your objective.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so, and my guess is you've been with four, five advisors over the last 20 years?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And every one of them should have said exactly what I'm saying, which is they're not going to be any different. The markets are the markets. Just keep it in
the bank.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with money in the bank.
Oh, my God.
There's really not. Who says you have to maximize your savings at all costs?
It's nice if you can, but the point was at all cost.
Yeah.
Did you lose any sleep over this decision?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, Ruby, I don't know why you're doing this to yourself. This is don't ever talk to those guys in the bank or anyone that wears a suit or looks like a weatherman or woman, okay? If they come up to you and they've got a name tag and they look like they could be on television doing the weather, you run away.
Big charts,
big words. And if they say the word annuity.
Big smile, act like your best friend.
If they say the word annuity, pretend you're invisible. So just keep it in the bank. go to sleep at night. Don't worry about it. Don't ever, ever move it out of the bank. All right? Just make sure you do your required minimum distributions.
Yes.
Go to lunch with your friends. Have
Enjoy the season of life. We don't know how long the season is, right?
I hear you.
No sense worrying over something that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah. So anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glad you called, Ruby. You know, it's amazing. This is for an 80-year-old woman, but this is regardless of someone's age.
It doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter your
age. There are people that are 50 years old that have saved plenty of money, and it's like, look, you saved a lot of money. It's your choice now. How much? You don't have to take the risk, so why?
It wasn't a big stretch to guess how many advisors she's had over the last 20 years.
No, and I guarantee she's got quite a bit more than the 160 in the bank.
Yeah, my guess. So anyway, before we go to the break, the end of the show, these master limited partnerships.
Here's what a master limited partnership is, okay? And someone might have pitched you one. We've never pitched one before because
we don't like them. And we don't pitch anything.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We make recommendations.
To well-balanced portfolios, we don't make security sales, essentially. But so master limited partnerships, it's a special type of company that allows through some pass-through earnings. It's typically you'll see these in oil distribution.
Oil and gas.
Oil and gas distribution. They were the hot thing a couple years ago.
3 years ago.
When prices of oil and gas were higher and brokers were selling these because they had great yields. And, of course, you could guess what happened when the oil and gas prices went down and people weren't quite so happy with their master limited partnerships. But there's more to it that I think people don't understand, which is what you're going to talk about.
Which is unrelated business income tax, which is if they make money in these master limited partnerships that are unrelated to their business, let's say they sold off a pipeline and it's unrelated to the business.
Like you owned, was it Kinder Morgan?
Kinder Morgan.
Yep.
Then it is taxable to you, even inside of an IRA.
Even in an IRA.
So this large
firm again?
You
own a master limited partnership. They've got unrelated business income that will be taxable to you, even if you've got an IRA.
Even in an IRA. So there's a story here. Read this gentleman receives a tax bill for $24,000.
His tax bill.
Which is his tax bill on something that was in his IRA in a master
and
limited partnership.
Some of these K-1s are coming to him too late.
And then taxes and penalties.
And penalties on top of it.
So if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, don't make it complicated. Make it easy. Use traded
investments that are simple.
You know the
liquid,
price, that have track records that you understand.
Anyway,
if you'd like to be in contact with our show, moneymatters.com. And also remember for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff at moneymatters.com.
We have the Particle Physicist's Guide to Selecting Easy to Remember Passwords. It's a little ebook.
It's an easy read, and it'll make sense to you. It'll make your passwords easier as well. Anyway, it's been great being here with you on this weekend. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to spend an hour with you each week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next weekend. This has been Hanson McClain's Money Matters.
This program has been brought to you by Hanson McLean Advisors. Any ideas presented during this program are not intended to provide specific financial advice, and you should consult your own financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence.
Hi, everyone. This is John Coyne, producer of Hanson McLean's Money Matters. Thanks for being one of our loyal podcast listeners. Did you know that you can still be on the show and have your financial questions answered? Simply go to moneymatters.com, click on the big orange button that says Ask Scott and Pat a Question. I'll personally contact you and schedule a time to have you on one of our upcoming shows. We can't wait to help you.
Hanson McLean Advisors is dedicated to helping people make wise choices with their money. From the time Scott and Pat started the firm until today, they've been committed to see to it that people arrange their finances in such a manner as to provide some element of financial peace in their lives. All the financial professionals at Hanson McLean Advisors are credentialed and well-versed in areas that range from investments and risk management to taxes and debt reduction. The approach taken by Hanson McLean Advisors is one of financial planning, meaning the advisors take the time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid, so you never have to guess what's going on under that hood. There are no commissions when products are changed or when rebalances take place, and there's a high level of communication keeping you informed and up to date. With offices and meeting locations throughout Northern California, come and see how Hanson McLean Advisors can be a benefit to you. Contact them at 1-888-2-HANSON or at moneymatters.com.